police chief on the latest on bear activity, a recent grant request for body cameras, and more, and weather for the first week of August with the National Weather Service. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The Haines Police Department says it's responding to an uptick in bear activity this summer. The Haines Borough requested assistance from state wildlife officials last month, and Haines Police Chief Heath Scott says more public education is needed to keep people from leaving out attractants. I spoke with the police chief for the latest on bears in Haines, a recent request for money for overtime, and a recent grant for body cameras for Haines police officers. Chief Scott, thanks so much for joining us. So we're seeing an uptick in bear activity now here midsummer. Can you talk about the department's approach to bear reports?
So we're trying to push out information that's relative to the public's welfare and safety, addressing bears that are in close proximity to pedestrian travel lanes and areas that are densely populated or when we have an aggressive bear. The numbers that we're seeing right now, we checked last week, we're about 20% off our numbers of last year, which is some improvement.
What is the bear count now as compared to last summer?
Last Thursday, it was 102 comparative to 125 in the previous year.
The department and the borough have requested assistance from Fish and Game. What have you asked them for? What kind of assistance can they provide?
So I think when it comes to ADF&G, what we're asking for is really education. And what we've made a few suggestions, and I think they're mulling those suggestions over. One of the suggestions was getting into the school and teaching young people early. Another suggestion was continue with mailers and Zoom meetings, but we also want to do some door-to-door campaigns for environments where we're seeing heightened bear activity. And then the message to the public is really, and this should come from ADF&G because they're the experts, but we really want you to keep food out of your vehicles. We're seeing bears get into vehicles. Because they're getting into vehicles, we're asking people to lock their doors. And to secure their residence so that bears just aren't able to open doors, you know, throw a deadlock bolt. I know this community loves the fact that it's a very safe environment, but we do have bear issues, and we think conditions can improve if we eliminate some of the attractants.
And is the department ticketing people for bear attractants or leaving trash out?
As you know, we have a new ordinance on the book. So if we see a need to provide a citation, it is a correctable offense, and they have 1 week to do so. And we're noticing improved behavior. For instance, if it's a non-secure area where trash is kept and a bear is able to get into it, the improvement would be to place the trash in a secure area or to improve the security of the area where you keep the trash. And then the citation would be pulled back.
And last year, the department spent significant overtime on bear calls. How does that compare to this year? What's the department's outlook in terms of response?
We've had some call-outs related to bears in the evening, but you know, we're only 1 month in to this year's fiscal budget. Besides that, I think the time frame that we've conveyed to our partner agencies that we feel that we need to be most effective in is the latter part of August, September, and into October. That's really going to make or break the community, depending on how we address and deal with problems.
And the department was awarded an overtime grant for over $73,000 in funding. Where did that grant come from, and does that provide the resources that you need?
The 73, I think, was applied to last year, but that is up to the assembly to dispense that. That grant came from, it is a CESF, Department of Public Safety grant. We were awarded that towards the end of the fiscal year. So those monies have to be applied where the assembly would prefer them to be applied. We're constantly on the outlook for funding and funding support. So another grant that we applied for was a Department of Justice micro grant for body cameras. That grant is specific for small rural and tribal agencies. We submitted an application, I think, for $40,000.
What prompted that?
I think there's a benefit in policing. There's a benefit in transparency. There's a benefit in adjudicating criminal cases, utilizing that. So we think there's a significant benefit to the community and to the work that we do.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
The weather in the Upper Lynn Canal can change before you finish saying the word change, but the outlook for this week is fairly consistent, with a slight chance of rain. KHNS's Mike Swayze breaks down the forecast with meteorologist Cody Moore from the National Weather Service in Juneau.
All right, Cody, how is the week looking in weather?
You know, the week is looking pretty nice. It's not going to be as pretty as we had last weekend with highs in the 70s and 80s. But we still have temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, even nearing 70, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. However, the chance of rain does increase through the week. Pretty low chances of rain for Haines. We have a 30% chance of rain Wednesday night. The best chance of rain during the week looks to be Wednesday night into Thursday. However, we're not expecting a complete washout. Chances for rain, not, you know, a deluge.
Well, that's comforting. No deluges there. Now, Haines gets a little bit more than Skagway, and I'm in Skagway. Does the weather look different for Skagway than for Haines?
You know, Skagway is going to be relatively similar, and Skagway might be a little bit cooler than Haines, too. You know, you get that southerly sea breeze up there. So while Haines might be, you know, almost 70 degrees, Skagway might be in the upper 60s with that southerly wind right off Taya Inlet.
It has been a little dry. I kind of think we need some rain around here. Have you noticed that things are extra dry?
Yeah, you know, the average monthly precipitation for Haines for July is 1.74 inches. And for the month, we only received 0.8. So almost about half as much rainfall as we normally see for Haines for July. So yes, we have been drier than normal.
All right, so what about wind conditions here for the upcoming week? How is the wind looking?
Winds for Haines will be increasing Wednesday night into Thursday. We have a south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour for those days. But other than that, we're not expecting anything super impactful. It looks like, you know, light southerlies through the whole week. It might increase a little bit with the rain Wednesday night into Thursday. But other than that, nothing too strong or too impactful.
All right. And then let's look at the weekend.
You know, usually with the weekend forecast, you know, it might be tweaked and updated a bit through the week, but right now we have chance for rain. Higher chances for rain will be a bit south of the Haines area, but yeah, the chance for rain does extend through the week, and it's not very high. It looks like it's under 50%. Some models are portraying some drier weather, but it looks like the overall forecast keeps the chance for showers and, you know, through much of the weekend. So when I say chance for rain, it won't be all day rain,
like a couple sprinkles.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that, but yeah, not, you know, it's just raining the entire day.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this correct. We've got a decent week of weather, like in the 60s, maybe a chance of sprinkles thrown in. Are we going to have sunny skies or is it going to be cloudy?
It'll be mainly cloudy.
Okay, so a little bit of rain, a little bit of clouds, a little bit of wind, but not a ton. And looks like good weather for berry picking.
Exactly, yeah. Great weather for berry picking.
All right, Cody. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was KHNS's Mike Swayze and meteorologist Cody Moore from the National Weather Service. For a more in-depth look at the weather, visit weather.gov. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us.